Yeah, Matt, look, Matty will train today and see how he pulls up, but obviously we'll take the for medical advice. It's structurally, it's great, so if you can play with pain, we want him to play, but it's going to be up to Matt's comfort zone, so and see how much pain he can put up with.
How much pain is he in? Has he given you much indication about that
yet? Yeah, well, look, I guess the good thing is he's had a history of it, so he knows he's played with discomfort all last part of last year, so... Look, Matt's pretty strong character and he's a warrior out there, so if he can play, I'm sure that he wants to, but we just got to test that out.
Has he had body contact yet from
anyone? No,
so
nothing.
The first time?
Yeah.
So did you give him a good test with it today, or did you try to make sure that he's not too banged up?
Yeah, well, we don't want to go after him, but also we want to test him. It's his comfort zone, so if he gets through half of practice today, that's a good sign. And we'll just see how he goes from that. But look, if he can play with the pain, he's certainly going to help us.
Is it risk versus reward in a way for you? He's so important to you, but if you bang him up, it's a long year.
Yeah, well, look, we will take no... if there's a chance that it's further injury, we won't play him. Simple fact.
Does he need injections or anything like that to get through?
No, not at the moment. I'll tell you after practice. So if he can get through practice here, it'll be okay. We'll be better guide that tomorrow. But we're hopeful that he can play on Sunday.
Yeah, and long term, does he have to manage this for the rest of the season, or how does it work?
Well, structurally, it's pretty strong. So we had surgery in the off season. It's the same shoulder he had surgery on, and it came back as it's still solid in there, which is great. And now it's just, the joints around it, all the muscles around it, and see how that is and see if he can put up with it.
Yeah, what about mentally? What effect could this potentially have on his game, like having it in the back of his mind?
Oh, look, Matt's a pretty strong character out there. He's, he's played the last couple of years with injuries. He knows what he can put his body through and what he can't. And that's probably the best part of it. He's mentally tougher than he was 3 years ago. So, if there's one player that can get through it, it's Matty. Yeah, look, it could have been. We could have mailed it in without a question. I wasn't happy with our first quarter intensity. We came out a little bit soft, and we knew, the Kings had come out after beating them on the Friday night. So, we got to come out with that intensity and play four quarters, of basketball. We know the Hawks play that high intensity pressure defense, and we've got to make sure we're going to match that early.
They obviously had a poor one night, and then 2 nights later win by 30 points. Mm. So which are you obviously playing for their best?
Oh, without a question. They've got some great players. Clark coming off the bench now. So, they can light it up anywhere. And just last night's game can prove anybody can beat anybody on any night. So it's, it's a good challenge for us right now. We're bouncing off a loss and to see how we come out.
Corbin Rowe, how's he tracking?
Yeah, really good. Practice early this week, so we're hopeful that he'll be fine, ticked off to play this weekend.
Does he get limited minutes, or how does that work?
I'm not over that totally now, but look, he'll be playing. We've got Jared Kenny got through the two games. Jared was on limited minutes to play, so those restrictions have been lifted. And then we'll see about Corbin.
Yeah, how much of a boost is that to have Jared back for 4 minutes?
Oh, big time. Just to have, we'll have 3 point guards. It's something we haven't had for, most of the season. So to have Jared's leadership out there, Corbin's toughness, and then we've got Mason's quickness. So it's a good little combination to have.
Has Mason elevated himself a bit higher than what he was?
Oh, look, he's playing at a great level. He just got a little bit of youthful exuberance and got over exuberant in the fourth quarter. But look, he's got some talent that... helps us. His quickness, his high intensity, and he plays at a level that you need to do at the top level. So he'll certainly play some minutes.